chaos is everywhere.
Hey everybody, this is Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm just popping in here on our break to tell you about one of the other shows on the Chaos Server feed. This week we're talking about Chaos Traveler. This is a monthly to bi-monthly show, depending really on our time to do it, where we basically take a song and break it down line by line. It's usually myself and DJ Man, sometimes Artie Vice. There's several episodes already up on the feed. And it's really just about us enjoying and really exploring music and how it makes us feel. For DJ Madman especially, it's one of his favorite shows to do because he is just a big music fan. So please, check out the next episode of Chaos Traveler or check out the back catalog now available on the same feed. See you soon, everybody.
Hey, there you are. How's it going?
Not too bad.
Good. Yeah. Sorry about the delay. I realized why the closed captioning didn't work last week. Apparently on Roku, it has to go through the Roku, and I had it turned off on the Roku, which I think must be a new thing, because I know I turned it off on the Roku, but I still had closed captioning up till last week, but whatever.
Oh, you suck.
But that's fine. I've got it back on now. And, ready to start the show.
Woo!
Woo! Hey, everybody, welcome to Chaos Final Frontier. I'm your host, Jonathan Gilchrist. That guy over there, he'll never not use a double negative. That's Mr. Artie Vice.
Yeah, get it, woo!
And today we're watching Season 5, Episode 16 of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Dr. Bashir, I presume.
Nope.
And, are you ready to go?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, and we're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. Now I'm going to move this bottle out of my way so I can actually see the closed captioning that I turned on.
Smart move, I like it.
Today's the day, brother.
Like she always does.
By the way, Quark is such a hater because he already knows that she likes him, and he's just like, yeah, I'm letting him be an idiot. I don't really want to get involved. You can tell this is written by a science fiction author.
Right? She's like, please, for the love of God, say something. I am literally begging you to just say something.
Literally anything. I fucking love Quark. He's just not that interesting. Oh, Quark.
Holy shit. Oh, boy. Wow.
Frankie. Just the most PC culture you could possibly think of.
That's fucking funny.
So, Julian, how are you feeling after you just got back from prison camp? Oh, I'm fine. So, I've already told you that there's like a big reveal in this episode. I'm not kidding when I say it's like really big. And as they were making the previous episodes, they had no idea they were going to do it. like the actor that plays Julian said on Tuesday he was told about this thing that was going to happen on Thursday. And when you find out what it is, you're going to laugh, I think. Hey, look.
Yeah, look at that guy. Dr. Zeman.
Hey, buddy, what is this? Is it some sort of something? You're going to, you know, Star Wars it up or something?
No, I'm not.
That's my fault.
Yeah, you spoke too fucking soon. You ruined it. I'll make it work.
Nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
This episode came out February 27th, 1997. I think I forgot completely last week to do that for Voyager, but I remembered this week.
It's possible.
I wonder if I went back, which I'll never do because we've done a lot of these, and went back, though, how many times I've actually missed that on Star Trek episodes.
I don't think it's that many.
I wouldn't assume so, but you never know.
Yeah.
When I think about the number of episodes we do, I keep thinking of a Napoleon quote, quantity has a quality all its own.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what we're going for with this podcast. And also, I didn't see it in the thing, but I don't think Jake Sisko's in this episode.
Okay.
Usually the trivia tells me who's not in it, so maybe he is, but like I don't know what he would be doing in this episode. Ah, yes, the emergency medical hologram program. Yes. Well, it's a Cardassian station. Duh. So the original like person that wrote this story, this story about Bashir becoming the new long-term medical hologram was the B story. And they liked the B story so much, they said, no, we'll buy that and we'll make it the A story. And then they came up with the Rom Lita thing as a B story. We could have put one on Voyager. Man, they could have really used one. Yeah. You tell them.
Me.
It only seemed logical. Also, just a weird Star Trek note. This is the first time we've ever seen Dr. Zimmerman as an actual person. Like, we've seen him a lot, but this is his first person moment. I'll need quarters, and I'll also need full access to Quark's holodeck. Took the personality subroutines right out of his own head when he made the EMH. Maybe even years. So many people he'll be able to get to. He said, look like a doctor.
Dabo.
Warren getting kind of handsy there.
Right?
Yeah, definitely add her to your list of interviews. Definitely your ex-girlfriends, like yep. All of them. I'm going to need your entire little black book. Yeah, let's expedite some matters. Doctor. Doctor.
Doctor. Doctor. Doctor. Doctor. Doctor.
Doctor. Well, he's already shown how much he likes you, so clearly yeah, asking right? for a personal favor. And in no way, as soon as you leave, is he going to say, interview parents first.
Right.
Yep, see. So, originally, the story was that Zimmerman didn't like the fact that they were replacing his likeness with Bashir, which right. You can tell he still doesn't. So, the story was going to be that he's secretly sabotaging the project so that they don't use Bashir.
Yeah.
So much zest. Data transfer. That's going to be a horrible conversation with yourself later. He's definitely going to be boring. That's almost exactly what he said in the pilot. Good memory, Cisco. Oh, there's Jake. Okay, that would be a good reason why he's here. I don't know what you're talking about, Kira. He never overspoke. Morn is a great like addition.
Oh,
Are you truly friends if you don't want compliments to get back to the person? Because I feel like either you or I would do the exact same thing in an interview. Or at least maybe I would. I don't know what you would say.
Penis.
Oh man, he was almost there. Just another 6 months and he would have worked up the courage to say hello.
Yep.
I'm not surprised that Ferengi can like manipulate their ear to listen in on conversations. I'm just surprised it took us this long for one of them to use it on screen. Excuse me, I have to go beat up that Frankie that's clearly listening to us from across the room.
Uh-oh.
Damn it, Rom. Nobody on the show is a bro.
Right, jeez.
So much bro code breaking.
All the bro code breaking.
I mean,
you can do this. Come on, man. He's literally trying to take your girl.
And he's succeeding.
She's going to bang that doctor now.
That bald, bald doctor.
Yep.
I mean, I guess she likes bald guys because Ferengis don't have hair.
Yep. Well, I hope you're ready to walk in on that in the morning.
Oh no.
What the flying
hellfish?
Yeah.
I meant to look this up. I am not 100% sure about the mother, but I know for a fact the father, Julian's father, plays the father of the Indian character on The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance they also got the same woman that played the mother.
I think it is the same woman, honestly.
It looks like it to me, but I'm not good with faces, so sometimes I'm wrong about these things. But that would, like, if they did go that far, that is a nice little Easter egg for nerd culture.
Right. Yeah, about that. Yeah, this is great.
Yeah. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
I'm so happy about all this.
So this is a very important thing that kind of gets overglossed by what else happens in this episode. But in Gene Roddenberry's original like depiction of Star Trek, it's a utopia. Everybody is happy. They have a purpose. This moment right here is showing that while everybody is fed and taken care of in the future, you can still be a loser. Like Bashir's father, who has tried a lot of, but he's tried a lot of things and never been a success at anything. And it's just, it's a cool like step back from, not everybody's like perfectly well off in the future. No, he didn't. I specifically said, oops, wait, what? Dax, come on, calm down.
Come on, like, seriously.
If you have kindergarten pictures, I will be needing to see those.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like he must have, like, the whole, like, him not having a good relationship with his parents thing. Like, I feel like that would be, like, some sort of knowledge at this point, right? Especially with, like, Dax, with how he was trying to, like, courter and stuff.
For the most part, he hasn't really talked about his past. So, like, they know that... They know that he doesn't talk about his past much, but they don't know that there's anything wrong. There's no reason for them not to be here. It was urgent to me, and I am the most important person in this room. Do you not see my smock? By the way, this smock serves absolutely no purpose. I just wear it because I'm a douche.
No, that's not who she was expecting. Ugh.
I think Rom would have died if it had been Rom, so. And he might be a jerk, but you can't say that he's not, like, on the ball.
Yeah.
Very subtle look down, by the way. Like, it was imperceptible that he looked down.
Right.
Of course.
I have one bed. Right, but what if you don't? I mean, you're going to be in the Delta Quadrant.
Right. I'm just a girl from the Alpha Quadrant. Right. You're going to be in the Delta Quadrant for years. I mean, you got to respect the game.
Dude, seriously, yeah. He's on it. I mean, he recognizes the hottest chick there.
I've never shown up with a date or to a date with the idea of running a whole business. Like, right. Maybe that's something I'm missing. No. If you continue to date me, you can have this used car dealership. It's very lucrative.
Uh-oh.
For all of 6 months. Yeah, daily passenger contact.
Boom!
A ganglion cluster. Yes.
It does seem like it's more the dad that's the problem.
It, like, It's kind of out of left field, even in the script. Like, it makes sense once they tell you, but just based on their interactions, I don't think it's easy to pick up on what the thing is.
Okay.
But as one of the writers said, and like we can talk about a little bit after, once you like think about it, it kind of clicks into place with a lot of what was done with him beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things where it's like, it's a surprise to people that know the story that it was like a last minute, we're going to do this thing, because it kind of works really well with everything that they did before. Yeah, that's what he meant.
Kind of.
Yeah, what if I don't, So yeah, there's your first like hint. Whenever the secret is, they could go to prison.
Right.
And it could destroy his career. So what do you think I should do, Ron?
Yeah, Rom.
Like, I'm literally giving you every chance at this point.
Literally every chance.
Like, if I had just any reason to stay, any reason
any
at
reason
all.
Any reason at all. Literally anything, Rom.
Like, just a kind word from a friend. Oh, that's
you
not a kind word.
Little baby back bitch.
You know who does know? Dr. Zimmerman. He's very sure of it.
Right? I know there's, okay, like, not getting girls and shit, but, like, I don't know.
Romsley.
I don't know if, like, that, like, upfront about it is.
Yeah. I think they give a little bit of a reason. Like, it has to do with his first wife, Rom's, or Nog's mother.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah. So, Bashir has been genetically engineered to be smarter, which is actually like a really big deal in Star Trek. Like, you haven't seen the second movie. The Wrath of Khan talks about a dictator that was like frozen and brought back to life and almost killed Kirk and Spock. And there's a whole thing called the Eugenics War that's supposed to start in like 1996. And destroy, like, leads to World War III, basically. It's a huge thing, and it's a big taboo in Federation to do any kind of genetic engineering.
Uh-oh.
They're the answer to my prayer, says Dr. Zimmerman.
Right.
But yeah, in the original script, in this script, what they were going to do was they have Zimmerman's secret of like damaging the hologram program. And like basically Bashir goes to him and says, listen, you don't tell my secret, I don't tell your secret. And that's how they ended it. But they changed it for various reasons, which I will get to once we get to the ending. Yep, formal investigation. Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. And now you hate me.
It, like in the new series, Strange New Worlds, this is dealt with a lot. And it is like the prejudiced of the this like time period. There's a whole episode, which is really, really well done, where there's a trial that involves a Starfleet officer that's been genetically engineered. And like it's all about like the civil rights and how she's been treated differently and she has to hide who she is. And a cool bit of like continuity is that they later on they basically say we haven't had to deal with a officer that's been genetically engineered in like 100 years, which just happens to sync up perfectly with that trial in the show that's happening now. I just feel like that's really cool writing. Oh, yes, Angelin Prime. I don't know. They said they were candy. That's a lot of points to jump
right
in a day. Also, I can't really look at you right now. I've got a lot of weird prejudice that I'm working through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which honestly, after you watch Strange New Worlds and you see like the impassioned like plea that that episode gives about treating people genetically engineered as like equals, it like really makes you sad that yes, they haven't even really moved in 100 years. Still can't serve in Starfleet, still can't be a doctor apparently. I always knew you'd fuck me over, O'Brien. Yes, yes, you should have.
Yeah.
I love that that's a business deal in Ferenginar, because of course it is.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I was going to say, Quark made a point that I'm sure my co-host will agree with. Why is it always Vulcan love slave? He has a very specific fetish for Vulcans.
Right.
Don't worry, Rob. Most of us have to pick porn over actual women. I mean, by pick, I mean have no other real choice. Shut up, Rob. This is about you, not me. Yeah, stop whining about, you know, what we made you do when you were 7. Yeah, you're the one that's going to prison. I'm just not going to have a job anymore. Yeah, now technically that jar of whatever they stuck in my skull is my father. I call him Jari. That is fair. He was 6.
Yeah.
Like, that is really early to be like, oh, this kid's a waste. I know, it feels like it's kind of true. How did your parents deal if you fall behind every day?
Fuck if I know, man.
We don't have genetic engineering, so they had Jack Daniels. You fucking said 4 times 4 was 18. Give me another shot. I don't know why I picked math to be the thing that I made that, because I had to actually really think, because my brain doesn't do math well.
Boom.
You don't understand. You were like the stupidest 6-year-old we'd ever seen.
I mean, you said it yourself. You were 6 and you were trying to differentiate a dog from a cat. Like, come on. A tree from a house? Come on, man.
I mean, it was pretty funny when you tried to live in that tree. No, it's not what I want. You walked into a room, started blabbing a secret.
Well, that's not what you're going to get, boy.
Damn it, Dad. Good job, Dad. I'm pretty sure he's going to the same colony that Tom Paris was in. Yeah, please let him do this. I need 2 years with him in prison.
I've got a gardener. He's ready. I just need your dad to be away for 2 years.
It's going to be the greatest 2 years of my life. Interesting fact. This is the last time they used the holographic communication until Star Trek Nemesis, which was the last Next Generation movie. And we must constantly keep people that are genetically engineered below us, because if they think that they're better, they'll beat us. Take your time. Handcuffs around the desk.
I'm assuming you'll take care of this yourself.
So, yeah, the reason that they rewrote this ending so that everybody knows that he's genetically engineered is actually because Alexander, the guy that plays Bashir, went to the writers and said, originally it was going to be just Sisko and O'Brien that knew.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to have to play Bashir's having the secret and having to act normal to everybody else except for those two.
Right.
And it just felt it would be very limiting. So now he gets to be, well, you're going to see. It changes a lot of what he can do because he has, like, crazy abilities. He basically becomes almost as smart as Data in Next Generation terms.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. But when you really look back on it, it makes sense. Like, the whole how he didn't become valedictorian, because he purposefully threw the test because he didn't want to get too much attention on himself.
Right.
Same with not wanting to be a professional tennis player. He could have done it, but he would have, you know, beaten everybody really easily with his advanced abilities. Oh my God. Could you have waited to any time last minute or... Oh, that's just fucking great.
Yeah. Doctor literally gets nothing. Poor guy.
No, don't be. In fact, let me just leave before I have to look at this again.
Can't you tell how happy I am?
I in no way want to beat this small Ferengi to death with my bare hands.
Thanks.
Thanks. I know I'm such a nice guy. So, first of all, I didn't remember that he says the Kama Sutra there. In an outtake, he ad-libbed the line, "Oh, do you recognize me for my work on Star Trek Voyager?" Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
No. A little bit. Okay.
Good luck. Also, technically, if they're really playing darts, it's not where you should be aiming.
Yeah, but it's good visual for the like people that don't know that.
I know, I'm just saying.
I got you. But I also like the joke of you throw from back here now. All right, and there's Dr. Bashir, I presume. So what did you think of the big revelation?
That's cool. I like it.
Yeah. It really, like, I remember when we first started this, it was hard for me not to talk about it because as you watch the early episodes, knowing that, you do see all these things like, wow, this really does click together really well with everything that they're doing now. And now knowing that they never intended that, it's yeah. even better. So.
No, that was all cool. Right. I'm interested to see how he changes.
Yeah. It's definitely one of the, like, again, we're finally in that era where stuff does matter.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to see him use his abilities, and it becomes a really cool plot point going forward about him. The next episode that we're going to be for Deep Space Nine is A Simple Investigation. I don't remember this one, but a woman has her memory erased and stored on a data crystal to infiltrate the Orion Syndicate. Huh. I really don't remember anything about this. I'm sure it has something to do with Quark because Orion Syndicate lawlessness. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll see what that was like when we get to it. All right. So this Wednesday, we're going to do Psych Episode 3, which is about a wedding where a valuable ring is stolen. I don't remember the title of it, but that's the episode. And yeah, I think that's about it. I'm trying to remember if there was something else I wanted to throw in here, like wrestling wise, because I thought there was something. But if there's anything important, oh, when we get to Chaos and Rings, I was going to say it might be a little bit late because there's going to be no collision the week that this is coming out.
Yeah.
So we'll see what we have to work with by then. But yeah. All right. Hey, have a good week, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
Dozer.